Well, look, I think the governor and the left-wing liberal part of the Democrat Party have hijacked the state of Maryland. They're holding it hostage. A whole series of bills that were in the garbage can last year, the policies were brought out and passed. You know, that's how you end up with a $3 billion governor with his 35th fee and tax increase, a gas tax that 3 out of 4 people didn't want. A death penalty bill the majority of Maryland did not want to see repealed, and a $1.7 billion dumb idea for wind farms.
To say nothing of the firearms bill.
Well, you know, look, it seems like you could do anything you want to do in Maryland except buy a firearm. Then it seemed to bring everything out. That's a horrific bill. I'm sure we're highly confident that the courts will turn over a significant part of that bill.
The lockbox constitutional amendments, where does that stand? I know the Senate passed it.
I think it's on life support in the House because they see it as a joke, as I do. From the standpoint, it was enabling legislation to pass the gas tax. A gas tax that'll put us at a competitive disadvantage with surrounding states, hurts the poor, hurts the working families in Maryland. The lockbox idea in Maryland, with the kind of super majorities that the governor has, a lockbox is a sad joke.
Anything positive out of this last night?
It'll be over soon.